We do have our tribal garlic growing here, from there all the way over to the sweetgrass. That's distributed throughout Indian country also. Once it comes up and it's cured and dried, like in the early fall. A lot of onions are being put down, tribal onions, a lot of tribal peppers and tomatillos go out here. So my name is Spring Alaska. I'm a enrolled member of Chugach Alaska Native Corporation and the Valdez Native Tribe. I live here in Bend, Oregon. We're in a small farm in Tumalo. And I am the owner and sole proprietor of Sakari Farms. And we host the Sakari Farms Tribal Seed Bank and Sakari Botanicals and the Central Oregon Seed Exchange, which is a local county seed bank. I am part German, which is, you know, is non-native, and then I'm part Inupiaq, which is native. So my mom and her large family had huge gardens because we were food insecure and basically poor, but very rich in life. And so we didn't, they grew a lot of food. That's where I learned, is watching her do it. And she's also a trained chef. So the need to constantly create new things, making a lot out of a little concept has always been around me. And then being raised with her and on the native side too, constantly gathering berries, the traditional foods up in Alaska, it's roots, berries, fish and meat. So we didn't grow anything on the native side. You can't really. We have a really short growing season up there. So bringing that kind of traditional food knowledge back here to Oregon as like a grown-up kind of really helped go, okay, now I'm out here, there's nothing happening, it needs to happen, let's go. I started Sakari Botanicals, which was the tribal food business, in a small operation in a place that I rented downtown in Bend. We had a little like mini farm on our property, like a quarter acre. And we were kind of forced to move with the market out here. So we ended up buying farmland, and then it became Sakari Farms. And that gave us the ability to grow more food, host educational events. That's when we knew it was time to really pick it up. I think the drive and the demand for these services were needed before we bought the farm. I could tell because there was no local tribal food here or access to it other than at a regional reservation that was like an hour away. So for people not living on a reservation, there really wasn't any food around. So I just chose to fill that demand. COVID, I always hate to say this, but it helped us grow tremendously. We just got our P&L back from our accountant, and our business grew 342% this year. And so doesn't necessarily mean that we're rich, but at least we got over the hump. And by having our tribal foods in these tribal food boxes that have been going mostly here regional, but all over the nation, we're feeding more people. There's more tribal people getting more access to tribal foods. And so I think it's been a benefit for those elders who have not been feeling well or passing to be able to give them these highly nutritional valued products. Because I know that they are used to getting, if they can, gifted some regional tribal foods, but now they're getting wild rice, teas, tonka bars, which are buffalo bars, lots of jams and jellies and syrups. What we put in there to make it special is sweetgrass braids for ceremonies or cedar bundles. I haven't officially been gifted one yet, but I know that they're making those old associations with those smells and tastes that will help kind of bring back some youth and like younger times. So I think it's just healthy all the way around. It's taste, smells, memories of gathering, memories of sharing their language with their children. So I think it's just a win-win.